This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Taliban militants attacked protesters Wednesday in Afghanistan who dared to pull down their banner and replace it with the country's flag. At least one person was killed, with witnesses saying there were three people shot dead. The attack in Jalalabad came as many Afghans were hiding at home or trying to flee the country, fearful of abuses by the loosely controlled militant group. In Washington, Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman said the United States is working tirelessly to help get safe passage for those who want to get to Kabul airports so they can leave Afghanistan.
This is absolutely an all-hands-on-deck effort to ensure the safety of our personnel and citizens, rally our allies and partners, and the evacuation of thousands and thousands of Afghans.
At the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the U.S. military would keep pushing the pace of evacuations.
We're going to get everyone that we can possibly evacuated.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley pledged to not leave anyone behind in Afghanistan. The International Monetary Fund said on Wednesday it suspended Afghanistan's access to IMF resources, including around $440 million in new monetary reserves, due to a lack of clarity over the country's government after the Taliban seized control of Kabul. The announcement came amid pressure from the U.S. Treasury, which holds a controlling share in the fund, to ensure that Afghanistan's share of the SDRs, scheduled for Monday, do not fall into Taliban hands. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials lost 1.08%, the S&P fell by 1.07%, and the NASDAQ dropped 0.89%. Visit voanews.com.